Baseball was in its purest form last night in a cornfield in Iowa, because Major League Baseball built it, and people did come for the first Field of Dreams game in Iowa, paying tribute to the 1989 movie of the same name. The White Sox made the night all the more special after Tim Anderson's two-run walk-off home run into the outfield corn in the ninth inning gave Chicago a 9-8 win over the Yankees. In total, 8 home runs were hit into the cornfield. The Yankees and the White Sox are off tonight as they head back to Chicago for Saturday and Sunday's game. The Tigers held Miguel Cabrera out of the lineup, but they didn't really need him as Detroit completed the 3-game sweep of Baltimore with a 6-4 win on Thursday afternoon. Renato Nunez, Victor Reyes, and Robbie Grossman all had home runs for the Tigers. Detroit now moves into second place in the AL Central. They're back at home tonight to face Cleveland at 7:10. A 6:50 pregame show on 94.9 WSJM and 103.7 Cozy FM. The Cubs might as well just call it a season now and just save everybody the trouble and agony. Louis Urias tied a major league record with 5 extra base hits, and Manny Pena drove in 6 runs, leading Milwaukee to a 17-4 win of the Cubs. The Cubs head to Miami tonight at 8:10, and after the game, the Cubs released former Cy Young Award-winning pitcher Jake Arrieta. Fans will be inside Ford Field tonight for the first time in over a year and a half, as the Detroit Lions host the Buffalo Bills at 7 o'clock in the preseason opener for both teams. Lions now with new quarterback Jared Goff and fiery new head coach Dan Campbell. The Bears will welcome the Miami Dolphins into Soldier Field on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and the Colts will host Carolina Sunday at 1 o'clock. Yet another college football conference says that COVID issues with teams will result in forfeits for games that can't be moved. The Pac-12 made that announcement yesterday. At the NBA's Summer League, the Bulls fall to Minnesota 78-59, and Indiana beat Portland 97-64. The Pistons face the New York Knicks tonight at 8 o'clock. The WNBA season resumes tonight after the Olympic break on Sunday. On Sunday, Chicago will host Seattle at 4 o'clock, and Indiana is at the LA Sparks at 9. And Minor League Baseball's High A Central League, Lake County with a 5-3 win over West Michigan. The South Bend Cubs beat Fort Wayne 3-0. South Bend pitchers Alexander Vizcaino, Joe Anahas, and Burl Caraway combined to throw a no-hitter for the Cubs. Dayton beat Lansing 7-2, and it was Great Lakes with a 5-2 win over Wisconsin. For more sports and scores from last night and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Friday the 13th, I'm Dave Wolf.